Okay. Nevuah, Takonis Nevi'im, Takonis Nevi'im is L'chaira the Rambam already explained that that which is the Rabbonim was all Nemel Moshe Mitzrayim. So we have no clue why Tana Takonis Nevi'im should be worse, or you know, have better, you know, more of a, an issue. Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, so L'chaira, the Rambam has to be based on the fact that there's a bracha. But bracha, we don't know exactly why she mechal b'shul takhanas acham and takhanas nevi'im. But because of the bracha, it says nevel Moshe Mitzrayim. And after the end of the discussion of bracha, that's what he says again. Kmo shemonu nechanekom mikom megillo hoy lehem limnos the things that I've eruvin. Ki ne anachnu mevochim hashekel shem b'tzisav b'tzivonu al netivas yodayim v'al mitzis eruv. Kmo shenevorich al mikom megillo uladik neshal chanekah v'akom ed rabbonim. Ukfar nisboya. I'm skipping a little. Ukfar nisboya. She called Mashitikno and Levim Aleyah Masholom. She omdu Acha Moshe Rabbeinu Ako Gamed Rabbon. Okay. So, you know, he seems to say something about Levim. We don't know what it is. So, you would assume that there's some Mila in Levim that there's a Havamino that. Even though Takonis Achom is not min haminyan, Takonis Nevi'im is min haminyan. So, it is true that you can take a position that Ruach HaKodesh is mi'ira as b'nei Odom l'sakin d'vor mo'ilin. The Shmiras Hadas Ulitzoke Achevra. Sounds this is what the Rambam says in the Moira, and I'll read the whole statement, but this is really a discussion. V'yidabi b'chochmois v'chulei o b'inyonim. Hanihigim, I guess it's the chevro, the interpersonal, whatever. And Elokim. That's what the Ruach HaKodesh is Meira. I'm skipping out this issue of Tishbochis, whatever. This will be meaning for us. That's what I'm in the Vuchim. Chelik Beis, Perek Memhei, Vamadrega Beis. Hu shiyimse ha'odom ki'ilu inyan echod l'chor, it should be not inyan echod, it should be in achi, I assume. So was the tolls. Inyan achi chalolov v'koyach v'koyach echad, no, it's chadish. I don't know if it's echod, I don't know echod. It's chadish v'yasimu v'yasimei l'dabe. Okay, so this koyach shechal, the koyach is chadish v'yisimu l'dabe v'yidabe b'chochmois o b'tushbochois o b'divrei hashoro mo'ilim o b'nyonim hanigiyim o elikiyim v'ze kule b'esa yikitza. It's not like nevuah where the person's not awake in chaloyim. V'yishtamish achushim al minogeim. Not like nevuah. V'zeu ashe yoyim olof shumadabur ha-kodesh v'chule. U'zeh hirisricho, shezeh ha-min, min nevuah, so it's something like nevuah, so you might call him a novi. Min nevuah, ashe bo l'daniel l'shloimer. So, Chochma Shloimoi is bonui ala matnes elokim vo hakodesh b'divrei chochma. So l'chayra, what it does is somehow endows the chochma with more chochma. Okay, and this is l'chayra the psukim v'yishmu ko Yisrael es hamishpat asher shofat hamelech v'yiru mipnei v'yoru mipnei hamelech. Ki ro'u ki chochmas elokim b'kirboi. Lasis mishpot. That's Melachim Aleph. Gimel chavches. V'yiten elokim chochmo l'shloimoi usfu nahar b'me'oid v'ochav le'kochol asher asfas hayom v'teirev chochmas shloimoi mechochmas kol b'nei kedem u'mikol chochmas mitzrayim. So it could be this the Chochem Lipcho in what the Gemara, what the Pesuk in Mishlei, the Baskol went out, Chochmas Lipcho, B'somach Gamoni, Chochmas Lipcho, is that's why the Baruch Somech is really an expression of the Ruach HaKodesh, maybe. It's a little different than we spent the spin of last week, and that the Ram quotes the end of the Maimo in... not only by Tikkun Shloimoi, but it's with Ruach HaKodesh, and that's what he calls the Tachanis Leviim. With Bei Omu, B'Shor She Tikkun Shloimo, Eru V'Yadayim Yotza Baskol V'Omu, B'ni, Im Chochem Libcho Yismoch Libi. So we understand that there might be a Maila of Tachonis Neviim, because the Hanhigim, it means the Takona, or meaning Elokim. So the Takona could be based and supported by Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, so we can imagine that there's something going on in the Takona, but we have no clue of why this should be a Havamina, that should be mitzvah minyan mitzvah. So all I'm just trying to tell you is, what does it mean? Takonas Neviim. It's Pasha B'Tavis Chochma. Okay. So I could suggest one thing. The second thing I think is very weak, and I'll just say it, and just to say it, I don't think it's correct. The first thing I would say, he says like this, V'ulei zeh loy mono miko megillah ba'doy meloy in mitzvah nemo l'moshe misinai, that's the Rams. That's not the Gemara. The Rams is Yamino, whatever the Yamino means. And we'll see what the Arabic, whatever it is. But the Gemara says Mikra Megillah. The Rambam expanded it, okay? And maybe, and that's what he was thinking in the Bahag, that because of this Gemara, that somehow the Takonis Neviim is Ki'ilu was said already at Har Sinai. That's what he says. That's the Mekabel Kishi. How Sinai mitzvah shasilas chadish going mikol megillah minayin kibum bekibum. So it means that's to do with Sinai. But the problem is too. The Ram himself, you know, is okay, because what the Ram is doing is an afterthought about everything. He put everything in, okay. But you see, if the whole basis of Takonis Neviim is because it was Nemel Moshe B'Sinai, because of the Gemara in Shavuos, correct? And that's the whole Havamina. So to quote at the end as an afterthought, and just re explain it in a different manner, l'chol is very odd. Correct? So this is odd. We don't know. You see, I can explain to you it as a maila in of novi in the takono, because the Ram clearly says in Ruach HaKodesh that if that Dvor Manhigim, the Ki'ilu, that the Ruach HaKodesh is part of it, okay, it's a maila, okay? It's a maila takon, okay? But the question is, if the whole Shoresh is based on Drabonon, means that it was no Nevin Oshim Sinai, the fact that a Novi said it after Matan Torah should not be a reason that the Rambam has to have polemics about something. It is true that you can interpret that the Ruach HaKodesh might be Gilui Rotzer of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So, true, it might be something to do with the Rabbeinu Shalom, but it still is not Har Sinai. And Eila Mitzvei Novo Shor L'Chadesh. So we have no clue what the Rambam meant in terms of Nevel Moshe Mi-Sinai. You know, if you want, you see, I don't like to do this, okay? I don't like to do this. But if you be what they call in yeshivish jargon, a pelisha, okay, you could say that the Shigul Betzes, the Baba Kama, when it talks about Divrei Kabbalah, and it says that Divrei Nevim, Ksuvim, and then they were Kabbalah from Moshe Mi-Sinai, whatever it is, okay, you know, it's all very nice, you know. If the Ram would be working in that frame of reference, you know, it's absolutely beautiful. But, you know, if you need such postulates, the Ram should have mentioned it. You know, this is like in the vacuum over here. We have no clue of why Nevi'im should be any better. In terms, if the postulate is Nevi'im Moshe Mi-Sinai, we have nothing. Unless you have the Shita in Baba Kama, but there's no clue that the Ram's working with it. We don't see any reference in the Ram that I know of. And if it was important, he should have mentioned it. Okay? Now, okay. Now,
maybe he's coming to answer, like, if he wouldn't mention this, he's trying to dissuade the reader from believing the Baha'i. So he wants the reader to say, no, I thought about the Takas Nevi'im, and it's also not going to help.
I understand that, but, you know, it's a little bit odd of the Rambam to have a polemics about something which he thinks is nonsense. You know, or he just should have said that it's, you know, that there's no, you know, he could have negated it in a very simple way. Okay? He, like, goes out of his way to prove that Takana Shloim is the Rabbonim, correct? He just could have said that, you know, whatever it is, it wasn't Nevi'im Moshe Mi-Sinai, the same way he says in the Rabbonot. That's odd. I don't know what to say. But it is very clear that, you know, that the Ram calls Shlomo Novi, and I think I mentioned this last week, and the Ram they mentioned Shmona Prokhan, they mentioned that in Shmona Prokhan, the Ram calls him a Novi. And if you look very clearly in the Vuchim, it's also clear that he sees Ruach HaKodesh is kilu a dog in the Nevuah, and it's not a complete Nevuah. So I understand you can say it's a Novi. We have no clue what we're talking about. And then, you just, you know, you become very confusing. What is it in Megillah? It's Takanas and Nevi'im. Because you have to ask yourself, you're coming. So it's formulated in the Megillah, but the Gemara Megillah on Daf Beis clearly says that if the Rebezin Godel of Anshei Knesset greater than Anshei Knesset Agdoila, they'd be able to vat the Megillah. So based on Takanas Chachamim and L'Chaira, all you have is the Gemara Makis that the Gemara says that they were makabel, that Bezer Shamayla was hiskim. So basic takona. So it's a takona from whom? From Ezra, okay? Ezra based dinner. Ezra is also, you have to ask yourself, so what do you have with Ezra? But on the other hand, you have like this, the Medrash Rabbah, Nus Rabbah. So it's like, the Nus Rabbah says that, and I'll tell you what the Lashon, that, I won't tell you what the Lashon, I'll leave it like this, that Kol Mashu Sifu Bezdin Oinovi, Mi Matan Teiro, Lo Itztairo, El Raka Megillah Sester, Umiku Megillah. And then it has a Lashon there, which is amazing. Shenemu L'moyshe Misinai, Ve'imukta Mu'ucha Batero. Okay. Yeah. You know, it's nice with Drosha, and it's nice with Medrash. The Ram is based in this Vesachnet, you understand? You know, it's a nice find. And you also have Yishama Megillah, that Zeisa Meres Megillah says the Nitnali Dorish, Divish Shalom is Nemakam, Divish Shalom is Konam, and Timko, Kamita Shotera. So, Sirtut, Idorish Ketera. So you could have said, you see, this makes it even more murky. Because if you want to say all this, then the Rambam has no argument. Because the Rambam basically is equating Shlomo HaMelech to the Megillah. And if Megillah is something special, like all, like this Medrash or whatever it is, then there's no argument. However, you get the impression, Rambam, that there might be something special going on in Megillah. And I'll just read it to you. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Aleph, Alocha Yir Aleph. Ir, she is Sofik, Ve'en Yudua, Im Hoyisim Mokepes Choymo, Mos Yeshua Ben Nun, O Acha Kein, Muk Hukfo, Koyim B'Sheini B'Shnei Hayomim, She'en Abo Oso V'Chamisha Oso, U'Beleihem. Okay. So this, you don't know what it is. Comes the Avnei Neza and a tshuva. This is an amazing thing. Chelik Orachayim, Simen Tov Kuf Tezayin, Ois Chovov, Gam Boho, Tichis Kir, Kore, Behutzo, Bi'arbeisa, Ubechameisa, Hikshoran davis fake drabonon. Vuhutzruch liyashiv viluchuma ba'alma ovid. For Rambam posak beperik alf aluchir alf, the kuy bishne yomim. How the swile the meika hadin muchuy bishne yomim. One second. Okay, good. The odd kids can't make a broch on 2 days as a monoshach can't do. The ozel the time A, it's not the problem, you understand. The ozel the time A, did nitnu loy chimer shel teira. Okay. So again, the more you do this, the more you don't understand the Ram's argument. You're in a bind here. Because you have to make it something, but you can't make it too strong, because then you know where you're standing. Okay. But you can't do this because Lamaisa is the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Gimel is the Anshiknes Agdoila, and if Bezin Goldam Anshiknes Agdoila, they came about the Gemara Machas of Chav Gimel Beis is Gufa, Omer Yeshua Ben Levi, Shloshi Dvorim, also Bezin Shomata, Viskimu, Bezin Shomaila, Al Yodom, Elu Hain, Mikul Megillah. Mikol, this is a kibul. The kibul, Hayehudim, kimu lamayla, mashi kibul lamata. So, Rab Geshen, Sichel Vocha, Tzad Vocha. In his Ha'orah to the Sifro of the Chofetz Chaim, at the end, he says, you see over here, it's only Haskoma. Bezal Shomayla is Masmaskin. but it's Nishra Takonis Bezdin. Because it wouldn't be Nishra Takonis Bezdin, then another Bezdin couldn't mevatel it. So, whatever all the other Makairis are Takonis Bezdin, then you have to say that since in Anshek Zagdolo, Habi Nevi'im were there, and therefore somehow Nevi'im go into Takona, so it's Takonis Nevi'im, and it's not better or any worse than Takonis Shlomo Melech. Because it has to be. Okay. That's what we have here. This will come later. Oh, maybe if you want, we can even, you know. Okay, maybe we'll do it. We'll see. We'll do it now. One second. Yeah. There's one other piece of information here. Here. We'll see. Maybe I'll leave it for later. I'll just tell you that you could have imagined a tzivui in the Divrei Nevuah in the Kisvei HaKadosh should be different, and we'll talk about that later. And that's the Rambam seems to be alluding to when he talks about Halbosh Sahumim, that the person Yeshaya was a tzivui, and he says tzivui Yeshaya. But the Rambam's not stressing this over here, and you can't really stress it. We'll talk about that later, because then you can't compare Shlomo to it. So it becomes, you know, a little murky over here. But at the moment, that's what we have. We don't understand. The Rambam does not any way tell you what the Maila of Nevuah. I can tell you, you know, I can work very hard to explain that the Nevuah is the Maila of Takona, but that doesn't make it Nevuah Moshe Misina. Okay, now, we spoke about your dying. Okay? We spoke about Yudayim, correct? And we spoke about the Steelers, Mishneh Torah, what's going on, correct? Now I want to, and that the Rambam's...
The Mishneh.
Yeah, and the Rambam's clearly saying that Yudayim is something new, okay? A new thing, a new takana, correct? So the question is, in Erevin, is it new, and what is it? Okay? And then, after that, we're going to ask ourselves what Erevin means. Does it mean something that's in the plural? Okay. Yudayim, I understand, is in the plural because it's talking about two hands. Okay. They won't go on one, they'll go on two. But the question is, what's going on with Erevin? Okay. So those are the issues in front of us. Okay. Okay. So if you notice, something's interesting. Look at the text here. At the end he says, in his bailakho mashtiknu komashtikomashtikna khamisha ben nikot rabonon beyond the biati lkhaze kedei shlo itakhshev shmik begila ba vushu tiknu nevim yikadraisa, correct? See, he picks out Megillah as opposed to Ner Chanukah, because by Ner Chanukah, it was already after, there was no Nevi'im. And then he says, She'erevim midrabon, this is mentioning Yadayim. See, here it's Nahafoichmai. Because if you remember before, he made his main foray from Yadayim, and he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, the Mayim Rishayin in Mitzvah, my Mitzvah, Mitzvah Levitzvah B'chomim. Because it doesn't have a Gemara like that by Erevin. And even the Brocha by Erevin is only from the Geinim. There's no Brocha in the Gemara by Erevin. Okay? So his main thrust is from Yadayim. And that's why he quotes Yadayim before. And here, he flips it and only quotes Erevin and doesn't quote Yadayim. So the question is there something in Erevin that might not be Yadayim as a different foray? That's a fair question, correct? Isn't it odd But you see, he's bedafka. He's only quoting the Megillah because he can't quote. He can't quote Ner Chanukah. That's correct because it's because he needs Nevi'im. But here he could have quoted Yadayim also. All I want to suggest to you, let's start, that it could be even this point in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Shrushim, the Rambam's already entertaining that Yadayim is different and that it was only Gezeil from Tuma. Okay? Especially Rabbi Nachmanel said in Elvin. So, you know, maybe Yadayim has a strong argument, and maybe you shouldn't compare Mayim Mishen and Gmon Chulin, which is in Takonis, which is said in Chulin, and the whole vault, which he is Mechadish in Mishneh Torah, which he himself is very clearly holds from, maybe he's entertaining such an option. And if you have such an option, no, Yadayim is not very strong. Then you have to come with Eruvin. You see, the Ramban, you see, let's even start like this. You could have imagined, let's even start one step back. Yadayim, you could have said, the whole takon is the tumas Yadayim. Aye, how you matay? You stick it in a mikvah. Shalom, you still do it. Shlomo Melech, okay? Wash the tumah. But let's say with Shlomo Melech, he said you can't be metaltel in a chotz. And we'll see a little bit more about chotz shel merevis, what the takana was, what the kamel is, what's going on, okay? But lechera together with the isa. There was a takona of what to do. So, you know, maybe that's a mitzvah. And maybe then the fact you make a bracha on Erev l'chor b'raya from the Gainim. See, in Yadayim, we can only bring a raya that Netilas Yadayim is a mitzvah. But we don't know anything to do with takona shloima, really. I mean, the Ram assumed it here before, but maybe he's ready to question that. That's something we have to think about. The Ramban says that not only Yadayim is Isurim, but Eiv is also Isur. And there's no mitzvah in Yadayim, neither in Yadayim nor in Eiv. Let's see where he's coming from. The Ramban, I'm reaching for my Sogas Ramban. I usually don't go into Sogas Ramban, but I think it's important. There's a backdrop over here. Vani Tameya Al Horav Bepli Azais. Always with cover to the Ramu. Al Horav. Shehispale. Ki Atam Lebal Lochas Be'eruv Boruhu. Lefi She'ein B'chol Inyonu Eruv Mitzvah Chadosha. Midivreim. Shetimne elo im omu b'mitzvus eruv elo im omu b'mitzvus eruv lav kloima shehe osa lehoitzi mishli yochil lechotza b'shuta blow it. It's an isa. How ye oive alov ova aloisase loisase moloch b'divreim v'im omu b'eruv shvus mehoitzo hari hu b'chal shvisa. I don't know what the what exactly happened though? It's two options, very strange, but he's very ready, he's clearly ready to accept that he sought the chotz meir, a chotz shein merev, it's a shvus. The shvus midivrei meloch achas, mikam meloch shel Shabbos. But I don't know why, what he added with the shvus, kam meloch, as he said before, that it's a meloch, even before he introduced shvus, I don't know. V'chinovi b'chal cheshman ha-mitzvus, Hamoitzi lekamalis, shuhumi divreim, the ein roichum agabe behemo, the ein shotan apriamayim, v'chol shosu bishum shvus, el kula sevelois, sechel Shabbos ein, K'moish Shabbos Melachos Kulon Lav Echad B'Shabbos. So he says it Issa. Okay, we'll come back to this. We'll see, because you know, Rabbi Zecher Levacha, one of the forays was explaining how the Rambam is different than this. But we'll see. Believe that. Then, so there's a bracha. So the Ramban says is machadish that you can make a birchas a mitzvah even though it's not a mitzvah kumbaseh. We'll see. You can make a bracha on isaseh, on the heter of the isaseh, you can make a bracha. See, just if you say stam, you make a bracha on the matir, that doesn't make any sense. Because you say Sheikh Yisham is a sub, it's Yvon. But you can have an Isa say, and a Maisa, which you're doing, is Matil Isa, and make a Birchas HaMitzvah. And one of the cases the Ramban says is Shechita. Shechita is not a Mitzvah Kumvaseh, it's an Isa say. Like the Raiv, probably almost similar to the Raiv, we'll see the Raiv in Nasogas HaRambo. In the Mina Kotza. So let's now see it. Okay. V'im toima. Sh'roim noise mitzvah v'nei sh'eir v'atzmo yikon mitzvah d'breim. Sh'aronu mevorchim. Olov. Ha'shekezom v'zivon v'zivon ha'eir. V'arachin al t'shadayim. Sh'aronu mevorchim. It's a little bit odd. That's a raya that we do. Okay. Because it's not no Gemara. In Yodayim the Gemara in Brochus I mentioned about the t'shadayim shachas. Whatever. Teda v'taskil she'ein ze eitzel bal ha'alochis mitzvah she'timna l'fi she'eno de mitzuvah la'aseis ha'eiro o sheloi la'aseis v'eino klau kumaseh. And if you remember the halochis gedolos in his minyan ha'mitzvahs elu mitzvahs kumbaseh mitzvah seh at the kumbaseh. If it's not a kumbaseh, it's not in the minyan. So all I have to do is say it's Nisase, and he's finished. V'chein l'tizadayim ein mitzvosa b'chiyub klal, v'loy til chachom al odim shiito yodav klal, v'lecho, v'anoy til yodav asa'o pom v'yoyim, v'yoycho ein l'ze mitzvah yoyse mizeh.
What's that last line?
Because there's no kiyum. It's only to Matir Issa. And if you do 10 heterim, you don't have anything more. If there's a kiyum, then you have something. Correct? That's an amazing thing. I don't know if you talk about a person who washes hands 10 times a day, you know. Maybe you should learn something like that, but question, it's more of a kiyum. Okay? Avo. Then he says like this, Avo Elu Heter O Isa Ein. So it's a matir. So you can focus on the matir, make a bochal, but that's not the point. Doime le mitzis hashchita, she tiknu bo nami b'tzivon al hashchita, v'tibo leimo l'shchu l'sagel l'shochit, v'elu k'yoyitz ben lav habo mecha asei, v'ikun hu alav, shirem bohen ki'in kol tzibo. Toichlu. Okay. So that's what I think he means, to make a birchas ha-mitzvah on isaseh on the heter. There's one word here, which since we're not learning the Ramban, I just want to point out to you, I don't get. Because he says, What do you mean, the ikon hu alav? When you ever talk about ikon, you talk about a tofel. I would have said that it's only that. This is like throwing in like a wrench into the gears. I have no idea what he's talking about. You can't talk about ikon, right? It's the whole thing. Okay, so that's it. So this is the scoop, okay? True, the Rambam has something called Shrana, which we don't know what he maybe says the Nuschas Lodin, we don't know what he's supposed to do. But we don't know the Rambam really has Isasei, Miya Mitzvah. Even Chaim Sefer seems to assume it's a little portion when he talks about Tashbisu, okay? But the Lashon of Rambam Tashbisu is Kumbasei and all the Mitzvah Kumbasei, okay? And the discussion about Adoimi, which you have in general, which he calls it Isasei in Mishnah Torah, doesn't count in Miya Mitzvah. Okay, that's not for us now, okay? But it's not clear. But whatever it is, the Rambam is not working like this. I don't know if the Rambam has a... I assume the Rambam doesn't have a Birchas HaMitzvah unless it is something that would have been a Mitzvah and Minyan. The Rambam says it doesn't have anything to do with anything. Or you count the Minyan, he says, hey. Okay. Now, so, according to the Ramban, there's no mitzvahs eil v'kuvase, it's only sheva atase. And according to the Ramban, there is such a thing, and the Ramban has the mitzvahs eiruv in the part there, mitzvah eiruvin, okay? He doesn't have the mitzvahs yodayim, there's no mitzvah yodayim in the part there, mitzvah avos atumus, whatever. We discussed that. And that's what he says. Neiv mitzvah, mitzvah achas v'himi divisov meino min aminyan. The Ram also disagrees with the Ramban, but this is not. See, the Rav made a big deal out of this when we were learning the Shoresh, but it certainly is correct. But I don't know if it's negeya. Okay. See, the question is. Does the Rambam, the fact that the mitzvah's Erev, which is matter this Issa, does it depend upon the fact that the Issa, Chaitzah, Techotze, She'enim Urevis, is a separate Issa, not an Issa Shvus? And the Chay Rambam is not an Issa Shvus. Because the Rambam doesn't quote it in Hilchot Shabbos, the Rambam quotes in Hilchot Erev. And the Rambam is very clear that both the Issa, Techotze, She'enim Urevis, and the takona was Shlomo HaMelech. And the Rav used to always stress that it's not the pshat that Chotshu Meru Revis is a calmness midrabonim. And it's not even a shmos. And that's where we learn pshat. Why the Gemara says, you always quote the Gemara Kokisve, that the Gemara is a kosa you can matzil to a Chotshu Shenimu Revis, even though there's no Erev. But you can't be matzel into a kamalus. Okay? So I'm not sure. So, you know, it is true that this, it is true even independent of his proof, that according to the Rambam, it's not a shvus. Okay? When it has anything to do with the heter, I'm not 100% clear about that. And you see, and it could be, even if you accept the law, the fact that it's not a shvus is according to Rambam, it's not true because there is a heter. It is a shvus, correct? But according to the Rambam, the fact that it's not a shvus is not enough to be matter it because there are two ways to be matter chotzer she'enim urevis, either with a lechi or with a keira. Okay? And a lechi makes the rishus yochem in the reisa. Okay? And a keira doesn't. A keira is a heker. We don't know that you could be matzel kisvah kodesh losh rabbit for Shabbos is only by lechi. We don't know you can be matzel kisvah kodesh if there's a kira. It's not a shiachim midraisa, okay? But still, it's not a shvus because the kamalis midraisa there's no isa. It's only separate istrabonim. And I guess they didn't formulate the Isakamalis if there's a Kera. So I'm not sure what the relationship of everything is. The Rav made a big deal, but I don't know. It's not clear to me that, you know. So, you know, I just could have asked a different question. Since the Isa Erev is a separate Isa, Maybe she likes shneis. You should count it also in the minyan simply yes later. So I would tell you that it really is like two sides of the same coin. There's the mitzvah eiriv as the isa. And I don't know if you count it. I'm not sure exactly how to do this, okay? But the Rambam doesn't count. The Rambam doesn't even ask for it. Okay. However, I just want to tell you one thing, okay? Let me ask you like this. See, the question is, what is the relationship between the mitzvah and the Issa taking out? There's an Issa taking out the Chatzin Levis is a mitzvah. For example, I'll tell you what I mean. They have the Nuria Pandri, the Kvege quotes in Hilchas Einain, that an Einain washing the Tilis Yadayim and doesn't make a bracha if he wants to eat. And Amotzi doesn't make a bracha, correct? So the reason is the Rav always said that Birchas Hanenin, the Issa is the Ikiyum HaMitzvah from bracha, the Chiyu bracha is the Issa, okay? So if there's no mitzvah, you put a mitzvah, you don't have to make a bracha. But in the Tilas Yadayim, the Issa, to eat, is not dependent upon the mitzvah. Okay? And it is clear that in the Tilas Yadayim is matir the Issa. Okay? What would you say by Eilu? An Oinein, who's machshechal atchum, that the Dini Anin is a chal on Shabbos. Okay? Is he allowed to carry in a chotzin and a merevis? I would say absolutely not. And I think the Rambam is clear like that, because the Rambam starts Hilchos Eruvin with the Isurim and only mentions the mitzvah as an aside. So the Eruv is a matir independent of the mitzvah. So then you can tell you a question. It's not clear that Eruv is really two sides of the same coin according to the Rambam. Okay, whatever. But this is what you have. It is true. That's what we have. Correct? So I can, and that's why the Rambam in the end of the Minyan HaKotzer mentions Eruv and Yadayim. Because they are mitzvahs. They're new dinim that you have to do. And they would have been mitzvahs and Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? And that's what he asked in Halachas Gedolos. And this takana was Shlomo HaMelech. Okay? So since it was Shlomo HaMelech, she was in very good shape. So you can ask the Kash. Okay? It's the Bahag, if you count Shlomo HaMelech, if you don't count Shlomo HaMelech, you shouldn't count Megillah. Now, next. There's another case of Eiluv. Loshen Rabim. There's something called Eiluv Tchumen. Okay? You have to keep in mind, the Rambam quotes Eiluv Tchumen in Hilchos Eiluv. So the question is, when he says, Mitzvah Achas Ubir Dover Zeb, Prokim Eiluv, is it really that Shlomo was Masaka in a mitzvah se'achas of Eiluvin, which includes both Chatzeris and Tchumim? Ubiyo mitzvazu, Hilchas Eiluvin, mitzvah se'achas, v'yimi divisev, ubiyo mitzvazu, v'yiprokim Eiluv. Ugamam, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph Chavdal Mitz Yotze Min Amedina Be'ev Shabbos Ve'niach Mozen Shtei Sudeis Lach Min Adina B'Tzerich Atchum Ve'Kova Shvisas Shom Ava B'Shechoz Medina B'Lom Be'Beisei Nachshev Oisei Ki'ilu Shavas B'Mokum Shiniach Bo Shtei Sudeis Zehu Anikwa Eil V'Tchumim K'Shvachulei K'Shem Shemevochim K'Shem Shemevochim Eil V'Tchatzeirois Ushtufi Mubo Yois Kach mevochim al elu v'tchumin. V'yoyim v'bezeh l'erev yeh mot alona b'chule. Okay? So, maybe the Ram learned that since Rabbeinu HaKodesh brings both of these in Erev, both Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tchum, in Meseches Erev, and it's the Cherevin. But you have to keep in mind that maybe the equation is only as far as the Issa, not in terms of the mitzvah itself. But he says K'shem, even in terms of the mitzvah. Kach Mavochim. But even if you accept that there's an exact equation, we have no clue that Shlomo HaMelech was misaken Eruvei Tchumim. The Ram says it very explicitly by Eir Chatzeres. We don't know anything about Eruvei Tchumim. The Ramban is misupik about this. The Ramban goes back and forth because he talks about Rus, Mefakinot, Mefakinan, whatever, okay, but that was even before. The question is, when was the takana? What it was, we don't know. However, you could imagine that this was an extension of the Eruv before. It's not worse than Mayim Rishonim. The Ram has B'yadayim. And it also could have been B'chal. Interesting is the Ram Megeres Hashmad. The Ram says like this. Teda Shitzoch ho'odem leida ikre, ikre mi ikre hadas. V'hu, she'irovim ben levot, v'adoimim loy, nifroim imeno, al asies ha'agolim, v'al bito eiruvei tafshilim, v'adoimim loy. So we have no clue what happened over here. Derech Agav, even if you accept that Elvin over here includes Elvi Chatzeres and Erev Tchumim, it has nothing to do with Erev Tavshilim. The Ram is very careful to quote Erev Tavshilim Hilchos Yontif and not in Hilchos Elvin. And it's a separate takana b'chlam. Okay? Now,
he's dating it back to Shlomo, essentially.
He says Eruv Tavshil is kind of Meshlomo. Right. We don't know anything. The Ramban goes back. The Ramban has a discussion about this in Sherish Aleph. Emafaktinon al the Ramban says the Ramban is ready to say. He says Vani Choshev. I'll read you Loshen Ramban. Vani Choshev. He's talking about Eruv. Eruv Tchumim, Vani Choshev, okay, Choshev Ramban, she tikun Shlomo Beis Dino, Michlal Eruvin. Okay. But that the Ramban said, we have nothing the basis on the Rambam. The Ram equates it. Keshem. But the Ram does not say that Eruvim, what Takonos, Eruvim, that the Heter, Eruv Tchumim, was Takon for Shlomo. But it's a Keshem. But Eruv Chatzeres, the Ram is very careful. I mean, Eruv Tavshilin, the Ram is very careful to quote in Hilchos Yontif. It's nothing to do with Eruv. Okay? And then he explains, you know, why they have the Lashon or whatever it is. Okay, now. Next point. Okay? So it's amazing. Eruvin, you know. Okay? Okay, next. But the difference is, just keep in mind, that the Issa of Chutz L'Tchum, the Ram quotes in Hilchos Shabbos. And there's an Aschora in Hilchos Shabbos. A separate love.
That's the Beis Meal. That's the Beis Meal.
You see, the Ram is different. In the Eruvin, from Eruv Chatzeres, the Isra and the Tikkun is basically germane in Hilchos Eruvin. And however, in terms of Tchumen, the Isra is basically a Isra Shabbos. Okay. The sefer lav. It's not lav from locha. And he doesn't put that lav. So he doesn't put that lav in Hilchos Eruvin. Hilchos Eruvin is about Eruvin. Okay. And this is Shah. Okay. And the whole thing, the whole Hilchos Eruvin is about Drabonis. Okay. That's the Rambam. In Hilchos Shabbos, wait one second. Okay. Rambam is towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos in the Chof Chai, Chof Zayin, Chof Ches, Hilchos Shabbos. Okay. Next. Now, like this. The Ram said, you notice, Ram has a lashon here. V'zehu shenela mizloseinu umana halboshes arumim bavur shemotza biyishaya kisira oroim v'chisisay. V'lo yoda sheze nichnas Tachas Omroi Yizborach Deimachsel Shiyachsaloi. Ki inyan ze hatzivui hu bli sofik shenachel oreev. So it's a tzivui in Yeshaya. Okay. Babu shemotze b'Yeshaya chisis sire eroim. Not sure exactly why the Rambam writes the oroim, chisil oroim. The chisisa, why writes it with a vav, with mole, in Yeshaya, it's chosef, where he's worried about the problem of sirtut, of not getting involved in this, or whether other things of the problem is bedaktik, and how he writes sukkim. Okay, the same. Okay, however, let's see something. Ta'alochas g'deilois. Is there's a separate mitzvah called Habosh Sarumim, and he learned that the Halachas Gedolos derived it from Yeshaya, and since Takonis Neviim, therefore it's a minyan mitzvah. Correct? That's what he learns in the Bahag. If you look at the Bahag, that's not the impression you get. Lamed Beis. In Elu Mitzvah Kumvasei, Beleches Bedrochov. Okay? And after the Mitzvah, Leches Bedrochov, Lahalbish Harumim. It doesn't say, Lahalbish Orem. It doesn't say, Lechasert Orem, but Lahalbish Harumim. Lekvo Mesim, Lenachem Anim, Lenachem Avele, Biko Chole, Ba'ava Sholem, Vetzedek Vemes. Okay? There's nothing in the Bahag that would, you know, we just happened to find the Pasuk Yeshaya where this is what is the Bahag is based on, you know, is the Ram's vault, but you know, that's the Bahag, you know, that's not clear at all. Maybe it's not Mitzchus, maybe that's what he means, whatever. The embassy is the Reim does what the Rambam says he can't do. Because the Reim in Simon Kufnun Gimel, the first Yashin Nun, Lahalbish Harumim, Volikba Mason, Siva Kodesh Boch al Shneim, Bapashis Re'ei, Onoichi, Achre Hashem Elokechem Telechem. Okay. So the Chayyim then is an extension of Velechet Bosch, not something like a Bosch. Bechule, Valboshis Arumim, Bechlau, Vechai Ochicha, who? Okay. Then he says, "Uksiv nami biyishaya kisira oroim v'chisisay." What does he want? And it sounds almost very similar to what the Rambam is claiming that the Bahag did. Okay. Now. The Rambam is mashver. The Rambam is mashver tachanis shloimei, mikol megillah, and al bosh sarumim. And that's what he says. And it doesn't make a difference that Tzivu is in Kisra HaKodesh or was said to a Novi completely outside of Kisra HaKodesh. Because if you make that distinction, you can't ask a Kashif and Takonah Shlema in your Diamond Erevin on the Mikra Megillah and Habash HaRumim. Beomnom, Bealti L'Chose, Kidei Shalotash Shemikra Megillah Babu Shu Tikul Nevi'im Yikod Reis She'erev Medrabonon Af Pishuhu Shuhu Tikun Shlomo Ben David Ubeis Dinoi V'zeo Shnele Mizil Aseinu Amon Abash Arumim Babu Shemotze B'Yishaya Kisire Oroim V'Chisisai. So what Sivu Mufurish and Kisiv HaKodesh is equivalent to a Poshet Takonis Novi of Shlomo Melech. That's why you can ask a Kasha. So I would tell you no. A Takonis Novi, which is in Kisiv HaKodesh, is Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah separate Divrei. And you shouldn't equate the two. And that's the Ramban Shereshani that even points this out. He writes like this in Shereshani: "Avo Masha Tikun Shlomo, O Shetikun Levim, O Nichta B'Mika B'Nevua, Hu B'Lei Sofik Midivreim U'Mechlolon Elum V'Yadayim." See, so just, you know, it was one sweep. He just says what's the Ramban comparing, and he puts it not in Sheresh Aleph and Sheresh Beis, and then. Another quote that you can have in Kisiv HaKodesh, a tzivui, and sometimes a sipur dvorim. It tells you a story, historical note. The Ramban comments, Avo mashe kosu b'nevuah b'derech hatzavos k'goyim shemasirin ha'asei u'masan ha'loisaseh dvar teirahu. Okay. So we have to know what the tzivri over here and what the meaning of Habash HaRumim is and what Yeshaya wants. And we know, in fact, that both the Bahag and the Shultos hold that Divrei Kabbalah separate dinim and Sveik is l'chumra, like a Dereisa. This, the Hamik Shela points out in Shulta Lamed Hei Ois Beis, also, Turi Evin and Megillah, Hei Omed Aleph. And that's why the Shilta is in Lamed Hei, in Shilta Lamed Hei, Sofik Kri is Lechumra. And the Siv says the Pshat is because Kri is Midivrei Kabbalah. So maybe that's the reason why you should count Habash HaRumim or whatever in Mina Mitzvahs, because Divrei Kabbalah. Or maybe, you know, if you be also a politician, the Ram Shitasai, that the Sofik and Kriya is the Kula, and there's no mile of Divrei Kabbalah in terms of this, and Shalom Yisrael, but you have to go back and evaluate what happened in Megillah and why the Ram has a Sofik over there. So this is not a clear issue, Ramba. Okay? I guess we'll stop here.